Rolls-Royce bets big on U.S. manufacturing as defense demand surges. Rolls-Royce is committing $1 billion to expand engine manufacturing in Indiana, the largest single capital deployment by the British Aerospace and Defense Group at a U.S. production site, arriving at the precise moment that European rearmament is converting political pledges into procurement contracts and pulling American industrial capacity into a multi-year demand cycle. The Indiana investment covers expanded production infrastructure at the company's Indianapolis operations, which serve as a primary hub for defense turbine engine manufacturing in North America. Specific facility square footage, headcount figures, and phased construction timelines were not disclosed in available reporting. What is clear? Rolls-Royce is anchoring American manufacturing capacity to absorb a surge in engine demand tied directly to NATO ally rearmament programs, U.S. defense modernization, and the structural shift in European defense posture that accelerated through 2025 and into 2026. Germany is doubling its defense budget within 4 years, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said on July 3, 2026, a statement that encapsulates the spending inflection now translating into hardware orders across every combat domain, from air defense and armored vehicles to maritime platforms. The nut paragraph writes itself. When the largest economy in Europe, with a gross domestic product of approximately $5 trillion, commits to raising defense spending from 1.43% of gross domestic product in 2021 to an estimated 2.69% in 2026, and then targets above 3% by 2029 on its way to a 3.5% floor codified in the 2025 NATO Hague Summit Declaration. The downstream effect is a procurement wave that engine manufacturers, airframe integrators, and their Tier 1 suppliers must position for years in advance. Rolls-Royce's Indiana expansion is a bet that this wave is structural, not cyclical. Germany's rearmament math flows directly to American engine shops. The numbers behind European rearmament are not projections. Germany established a 100 billion euros, approximately $113 billion, special defense fund in 2022, accelerating procurement across combat domains. Berlin has since committed to raising its total defense budget to 162 billion euros, 189 billion euros dollars, by 2029, a figure that would push spending above 3% of gross domestic product. Pentagon Policy Chief Elbridge Colby, speaking to the North Atlantic Council on August 27, 2026, frame the strategic logic explicitly. NATO allies must move fast and irreversibly to take primary responsibility for the defense of Europe. That language is not rhetorical. It is a procurement instruction to allied governments, and Germany is executing accordingly. Our view, every euro of European defense spending that flows into fixed-wing aircraft, rotary platforms, and unmanned systems ultimately requires propulsion. Rolls-Royce holds engine positions across the Eurofighter Typhoon, EJ200 engine, the A400M military transport, TP400 engine, and multiple naval propulsion programs. A structural increase in European platform procurement creates a durable aftermarket and spares revenue stream that extends well beyond initial unit deliveries, potentially for decades. The $1 billion Indiana commitment as industrial policy arbitrage, Rolls-Royce's decision to anchor capacity expansion in Indiana rather than in the United Kingdom or Germany, reflects a calculation that is as much about market access and political optics as it is about production economics. The Trump administration has made domestic content and allied industrial partnerships a persistent theme in defense procurement. Defense News reporting from August 2026 confirms that German defense firms are actively creating industrial partnerships with American companies, a dynamic that both reduces transatlantic friction on procurement approvals and positions U.S.-based suppliers as compliant with domestic content preferences. Rolls-Royce's Indiana footprint serves both masters. It satisfies U.S. industrial base requirements and positions the company as a contributor to American manufacturing employment, which carries political weight in procurement reviews. What this signals, the $1 billion figure is not a maintenance capital expenditure number. It signals a capacity-building decision, one that implies Rolls-Royce's internal demand forecasting supports a multi-year production rate increase that cannot be absorbed by existing floor space. The implied logic is a forward order book dense enough to justify a capital commitment at this scale. Specific contract values underpinning this decision were not publicly disclosed. NATO's 3.5% gross domestic product target creates a decade of propulsion demand. The 2025 NATO Hague Summit Declaration codified a minimum 3.5% of gross domestic product on core defense requirements by 2035 for member states. Germany's path from 1.43% in 2021 to a targeted 3.5% plus trajectory over 14 years represents a near tripling of the defense spending base from one of the world's three largest economies. Source: Defense News, August 2026. All figures drawn directly from published reporting. Germany's defense budget commitment of 162 billion euros, 189 billion euros dollars, annually by 2029 would make Berlin one of the largest single defense spenders on the planet, surpassing every NATO ally except the United States by most current dollar comparisons. The implication for propulsion manufacturers. Platform procurement decisions made in 2026 and 2027 to meet 2029 spending targets will require engine deliveries across a 2028 to 2035 window. Engine lead times in military aerospace routinely run 24 to 48 months from order to delivery. Rolls-Royce's Indiana capacity expansion, if it breaks ground in 2026 or 2027, positions the company to meet delivery schedules that competitors without U.S. production footprints cannot match. German-American industrial partnerships reshape the Tier 1 supplier map. The Defense News reporting from August 31, 2026, confirms that German defense firms are forging industrial partnerships with American counterparts, a structural shift in how European primes source and co-develop capability. This is not incidental to Rolls-Royce's Indiana announcement. It is the strategic context that makes the investment legible. When German platforms are procured using German defense budgets, but built through transatlantic industrial partnerships, the supply chain geography shifts. American facilities become qualified production nodes for European programs. Rolls-Royce's Indianapolis operations, already producing engines for U.S. defense customers, can in principle serve as a compliant production source for platforms purchased by NATO allies seeking to demonstrate allied industrial cooperation. Our view, the second-order play here is not Rolls-Royce selling more engines. It is Rolls-Royce qualifying its Indiana facility as a node in a transatlantic defense industrial base that both Washington and Berlin have an interest in sustaining. That qualification has option value that does not appear on any current income statement. Mark Montgomery and Bradley Bowman, writing in Defense News on August 31, 2026, described Germany's transformation as so rapid and consequential that it has become the most important European nation in the alliance. For suppliers to NATO programs, the most important European nation is also the most important marginal customer. Investment positioning, where the money flows from here for institutional capital with exposure to aerospace and defense, Rolls-Royce's Indiana commitment maps to three investable themes. First, U.S.-based defense manufacturing capacity is a constrained asset. The combination of domestic content preferences, allied industrial partnership requirements, and a decade-long NATO procurement cycle makes incremental capacity more valuable than it has been at any point since the Cold War ramp down. Second, aftermarket and maintenance, repair, and overhaul revenue streams tied to European platform deliveries will compound over a 20 to 30-year service life. Engine OEMs with installed base positions on NATO platforms are structurally positioned to capture this revenue regardless of annual budget volatility. Third, the German rearmament timeline is government-committed and constitutionally reinforced. The 100 billion euros special fund was established in 2022 and is already deployed across procurement programs. The 162 billion euros annual target by 2029 is a public budget commitment by the MERS government. Political risk to this spending trajectory is lower than typical defense budget analysis would assume. The Placamium view the market is reading Rolls-Royce's Indiana announcement as a capacity story. It is actually a market share story. The window to establish U.S.-based production qualification that satisfy both Pentagon domestic content requirements and NATO-allied industrial partnership preferences is narrow. Once production lines are qualified, certified, and operating, the barriers to substitution are measured in years and hundreds of millions of dollars. Rolls-Royce is not just buying floor space in Indiana. It is buying qualification status in a procurement environment where qualification is the moat. The second-order effect that most commentary misses. As Germany and other NATO allies accelerate procurement, they will face industrial bottlenecks in European production. Transatlantic production agreements, where a U.S.-qualified facility produces components or complete units for allied programs, become the release valve. Rolls-Royce's Indiana expansion positions it to be that release valve for propulsion. The precedent is instructive. In prior NATO buildup cycles, the suppliers who captured disproportionate margin were not those with the lowest unit costs. They were those with the fastest qualified capacity. Rolls-Royce appears to understand this. The question for competitors is whether they have time to respond before the procurement cycle locks in supplier positions for the next decade. Placamium's base case, the $1 billion Indiana commitment, generates returns that are front-loaded by U.S. defense contracts and back-loaded by European program deliveries and aftermarket revenue, creating a cash flow profile that private equity and infrastructure-oriented institutional investors should model explicitly rather than treating as a standard capital expenditure announcement. The bottom line, Rolls-Royce's $1 billion Indiana expansion is the industrial expression of a geopolitical shift that Germany's chancellor put in plain arithmetic on July 3, 2026. The defense budget doubles in 4 years. Propulsion capacity committed today will be delivering engines when that budget peak arrives. The investors who recognize this as a decade-long positioning move, rather than a single capital event, are the ones who will price it correctly.